What's up, baby dolls? Thanks for tuning into Look What We Found podcast. My name's Daniel.
And he's here with Louie.
And I'm here with Jazz, man.
Okay, hold on. I thought you were going to introduce yourself as Christopher Walken.
Okay, was it good?
I was going to introduce myself as Shaq.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I should have said Christopher Walken.
Yeah, and then she could say Shakira or whatever.
Okay. My name is Christopher Walken. I'm here with
Big Shaq.
Shakira.
Welcome to the show.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Now, I've seen you and heard you do way better, Shakira.
That was not good. I got nervous.
You should have stuck with Jodie Foster.
I should have done Jodie Foster.
Hit us with the little Jodie Foster from Silence of the Lambs.
Can I hear Jodie? Yeah, I don't even know what she sounds like.
Yeah.
Mr. Lecter. Mr. Lecter.
Yeah, keep going.
Mr. Lecter, we need your help. That's all I got. Okay.
She panicked a little, but it's pretty good, right?
It's really good because, like, I didn't know what she possibly sounded like, and as soon as she started talking, I was like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what she sounds like.
And then Shakira.
That's all I got.
You'll listen to my show.
I know, right?
All right, guys.
There is – oh, wait. You want to tell me?
I'm going to tell you guys to go ahead and No, that was horrible. Just click and like and subscribe. I was going to say it to Shaq, but I fucking shit the bed.
There's a woman. Her name is Joy Milne. And you guys may have heard of her. Maybe not. Probably not. Now, one day she wakes up and she notices that her husband smells different than usual. And he has a bad odor to him. And her husband was 33 years old when she noticed a change in his smell. She asked her friends and her family, "Don't you think my husband smells weird? Does he have a different smell to you?" And they're all like, "No, there's no different smell." Like, and then they kind of thought she was going crazy a little bit.
Okay.
Coincidentally, maybe 12 years later, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And he still smelled bad to his wife. And so she ends up taking him to some place. Maybe it was a support group or another place where a lot of people were diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And she goes into the room, and this room is overwhelming. And she's like, "This is it. This is what I'm smelling." So she's telling her husband, who's a doctor, by the way.
Oh, my God.
"I think I can smell Parkinson's." And so her husband, being a doctor, like, is like talking to like his doctor friends and like trying to pull like people so that they could do research and see if she can indeed smell Parkinson's. And of course, no one wants to deal with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they think she's crazy.
Yeah.
Until someone finally takes her on and they say, okay, so they give her like all these t-shirts and they have her smell t-shirts
from people that have
Parkinson's and don't. And she nails all 100% of them except one t-shirt she got wrong.
Uh-huh.
And that t-shirt that she got wrong, the guy was diagnosed 8 years later with Parkinson's.
Whoa.
So she indeed could smell it. And as a result of this lady, after they did the research and found out she really could smell Parkinson's, is that they are able to detect it now the way that Louis is looking at.
Well, I was about to hit the baby doll.
I could see Daniel getting uncomfortable.
Because I was just like,
but
almost
it's
hit the baby doll button.
It's incredible.
Dude.
It's incredible. Yeah, it should be a baby doll. But the story's so good, I didn't want to leave it to the end, you know? Did you press the baby doll button?
No, she pressed the little timer thing that I forgot.
And so they now, like, have, now they develop some sort of skin.
And now they can
detect it like with some sort of skin swab, like from whatever research they did with
her
nose.
Now
that she could smell other stuff too, right? I feel like I read that and they like a while back, and I think they tested her with other types of diseases, right? Or no?
I'm not sure about that.
That's fucking crazy. But I'm not familiar with it. But is there anything? There's no cure for it, right?
No cure for her smelling. Oh, Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, that disease. Only person in the medical industry.
Oh my God.
No, there's not.
There isn't, right? No, here's the thing. You have that gift or whatever. ability to smell this specific disease. Now, let's say you're at a store and you smell a person. Do you morally have an
obligation?
Responsibility to say something to that person? Like,
no.
No?
No.
Because, one, you have to then explain yourself. And then you're going to, maybe they're going to think you're a loony. And then at best, right? Or at worst, they're going to fucking, that person's going to go home just traumatized. And, you know, you fuck up their life. I don't know.
Well, imagine you're at the store and they're like, you have, excuse me, ma'am, but I smell Parkinson's on you. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Sorry, or even like anything else, right? You're like, couple, you're like, it's not going to work out.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Like psychics, right?
I know it's a
we know. Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, it sounds like fuck. I don't know. I think I would want to maybe get it removed after a while. If you could even remove
the
senses,
the smell removed.
I don't know.
Oh.
If it's every once in a while where you're like, fuck, that sucks, man. He doesn't even know, you know. But if it's happening, like, it's just. I wonder if she feels like. It doesn't sound like it happens to her a lot because she didn't smell it again on the way you told the story until she went to that group meeting. Mm-hmm. And then she smelled it all the time. But you know, if it happened all the time for me, I think I would imagine that it would be very difficult to live your life, to just not be sad all the time. I don't know. I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the first thing it made me think of is like, you know when they train dogs to like smell bombs?
Oh,
I'm always like, what does a bomb smell like?
Yeah.
But dogs can probably smell stuff like that, man. Like Parkinson's and all sorts of stuff that we can't smell, man.
Yeah.
And I always wonder like what their world is like that it's so smell driven. You know, you take a dog outside, they're just like, no, they're like, they need to smell this right now. They're getting so much information from smelling this fucking piece of grass. Mm-hmm. You know, and I always wonder, like, what are they smelling
what
and
like?
What do they know that we don't know? What is the information that they're getting out of the smelling, you know? Because it's so much more than I think we can understand.
Yeah, and maybe that'll lead to something. I don't know what. But there's no way it wouldn't, acquiring all that knowledge. But one, you mentioned on a past episode that they're gonna develop something they already did to put on your head that you can kind of gauge. Well, you can see what you dreamt about. Like maybe in the future, we're gonna be able to put that on our pets or an animal and see when they're smelling something.
Oh, see what they're
maybe
smelling.
You're gonna see what they're just the
what
intake of the information, not just. Like what they smell, what they do with that smell, what it triggers on them, all kinds of shit.
Yes. Oh, it's going to be like Terminator.
Who knows,
naked,
dude?
And they know everything.
I know.
Oh, magic.
It's going to be like.
Yeah, it's like,
know?
Oh, no,
like
no, no.
Like a futuristic movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I saw this documentary once where they were supposed to show you like what dogs, kind of an idea of what dogs see. Like they see in different colors. Like they only see like four colors or something like that, different than us. And then they showed like the smells as like. Almost like yarn going through for like following something because they can hear from miles and miles too, right? But in actuality, like what does it look like, you know?
Yeah. Have you seen the dog vision filter?
Oh, no.
No.
Well, there's a dog vision filter that you can see,
cool.
Like kind of toggle back. This is what a dog sees. This is what a human sees.
Mm-hmm.
And I see exactly like the dog. Because I'm colorblind, you know?
Yeah.
So supposedly.
You're like, it's the same.
It's the same, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's wild, man.
Dude, I was like,
I don't know. I want to get, we got to get those glasses maybe one episode.
Okay.
So
yeah,
we can film me crying.
Okay.
Yeah,
everyone
right?
cries when they use those glasses.
Yeah. I was like, oh, Daniel. I'll go really quick into my story. It's not up there, but I don't need it. It's about an animal as well. There's some scientists doing some research.
Well, this lady wasn't an animal.
No, but we were talking about dogs.
Oh, okay.
We drifted into dogs, so don't.
He loves to poke at it. He loves it.
And yeah. There's a couple of scientists that are researching if there's any effects on
just
sharks.
Just a woman.
I was in my head. I was like, it's a woman.
I know it confused him easy, but he's keep going.
Yeah.
It's fine.
They're researching if there's any effects on sharks near the coast of Florida because they think that when the cartels drop bales of cocaine in the water, some of the sharks are getting into it. And it happened. Just to put it in perspective, it's not a little bit of coke here and there. You know, to give you an example, I think the government just caught 14,000 pounds of it just last month.
14,000 pounds. That's what they seized. But it
last month.
But it didn't fall. But you're saying that they're dropping tons of cocaine in the ocean?
In the ocean? They made drops.
In Florida. Yes. In Florida.
In Florida. Near the Caribbean Sea. And just last month, they seized 14,000. But throughout the years, it's tons and tons of
it. Yeah, that's what they were able to recover, right?
Yeah. So because of this...
I'm sorry, really. I'm just trying
sure.
to... Sure. So they have it on the boat, and they're taking it off the boat, and then sometimes they drop it in the water?
Well, from what I understand, like the article that I read was mainly about sharks intaking this drug.
Right.
But as far as how or why they make those drops, I don't know. Mm. I know that they've caught in different articles that I've read, just independent from this. I know that the cartels now have submarines that they're transporting
I've
with.
I've heard about that.
So
yeah, huh?
I don't know if they drop from the airplane and they transfer everything into.
Oh, they're dropping it from an airplane.
Yeah. So I think they're not catching the ones that they don't recover. It's just to get you an idea of the amount the sharks are getting into it.
Yeah,
I understand.
And the scientists, because they're making a documentary, they started just seeing if sharks in that area are being affected by these literal tons of narcotics that are being fucking.
There might be
there.
Mini shark cartels in there.
Just they're just
cocaine.
Like, you want some of this?
Yeah. And you know they're all Cuban sharks around there, you know what I mean? Right.
Wait,
around
exactly.
their Florida.
How does cocaine react in water? Like, does it just.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Does it absorb?
I would not know, Mom.
No, I've never dropped it in water.
Yeah. But does it,
that's
like,
what you call being wasteful.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, though. Like,
do you think when they drop it from the air, it's on little parachutes?
No.
Yeah. No?
Here you go, Mr. Cocaine.
Like the egg experiments we did when we were kids?
It's
no.
Like, and
they just
push
they
it
just
off.
Push
There's
it
a
off?
Smaller yeah. bag under it, and then they like touch.
No.
Hey, yeah. There's a one kilo on top of the other kilo.
Yeah, and they're like, this isn't good.
But surprise, surprise, it's fucking having some negative effects on the sharks.
So what are they doing?
A couple
behaving?
Of things that they've done that are, there's been, they've placed bales of fake cocaine. So mainly things that look like the packaging of the real cocaine, and they'll just throw it in the water. And then they'll put some fake, I think they put swans, some fake bait. And the fake cocaine, right?
Oh.
So they're gonna see. Are they gonna go for the food? Are they gonna go for the yayo?
Fucking coke,
and they
dude.
Go for the fucking coke. So much so that they even
no
documented
way,
one
dude.
Just grabbed a bale of fake cocaine and just took off. This is for me, dude. Mm-hmm.
That's
you know?
Crazy. Cocaine bear, dude. But
cocaine shark.
Yeah. That's why they call them the great whites. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, dude.
Can't even tell.
exactly.
No,
dude.
They're all turning into great whites.
Yeah,
out
yeah.
There.
So, now they're all
what would be fucking scarier to encounter? A cocaine bear or a cocaine fucking shark?
Fuck, shark, dude.
You're in the water and you're on land, too. Like.
I feel like, I don't know, man. But probably, it doesn't matter.
You know what? I just saw The Revenant in like 2 weeks ago. Fuck, bear is bad, too, man. Have you seen that movie, The Revenant?
No, I haven't seen it.
No, man. Leonardo DiCaprio gets his ass beat by a bear. I don't know. Like, it felt like an hour.
Yeah, it was long.
Oh, my God. But anyways, I think, I don't know.
I feel like I would be, I'm both terrified, but I feel like something about being in the water with a shark is more terrifying.
I think
and
so
there's
too.
A couple reasons. One, you're in the water, right? Yeah. At least on land, we're made for land. So we might have a chance, you know? And you can see the bear. And the shark, you see the fin, they go under, you don't know where they are, and you can't swim, and they're high. You know, they've been up for 4 days.
And then just
but
the
good
that,
thing is, they're not hungry. They're, you know what I mean?
Here's the thing.
They're all skinny around there.
They, the way they tell you to defend yourself or protect yourself from these attacks are so opposite of each other. What do I mean? Number one, bear. Play dead.
No, that's not what they tell you.
I've heard play dead.
Play, is that what you've heard, Jasmine?
I feel like maybe, but I also heard make yourself bigger, but I feel like that was debunked somewhere.
Which one?
You and the debunking.
Well, yeah. we outside the book, y'all. Debunked.
Okay.
I'm going to look it up.
Now, while she looks that up.
I thought you were supposed to
make yourself bigger.
Yourself big and like try to basically stand your ground and scare the bear away.
I did see a guy one time in one of those like Ring cameras where their bear was in his backyard and his kids ran inside and the dad came out and he went the bear was like
hey bear. That's what they do on the Survivor shows too.
Okay, so maybe it is that. But so I was wrong. But
no, I'm not
okay,
saying you're wrong.
The shark one, they tell you to, and maybe you heard something else. I haven't heard it at all. But they tell you to punch it in the nose.
Oh, I did hear
like
that. Yeah, yeah.
What? How do you even get the opportunity if you already? The only way I think I can punch a shark in the nose is if he already ate half of me, and
right.
At that point. Finish eating me, dude.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a survivor with like half my body gone.
I feel like
that.
I feel like if I try to punch a shark in the nose,
yeah,
he'd be like, I'd be like, shit.
Yeah. Real quick.
He's all coked out. Oh yeah. You fucked up now.
Yeah,
oh,
see,
shoot.
I don't know because I was thinking also bear because of land, the same reasons as Daniel. But then I also think like if I'm in the water,
yes,
and I just want it to end, I can just let myself drown. You know what I mean? Like,
dude.
If you wanted it to end, what do you mean?
Like if I was getting attacked and I'm getting like ripped to pieces, I can just drown. You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean you wouldn't
But you would die before you had a chance to drown if a shark's
maybe,
tearing you apart.
Or
no?
If I know I'm not going to get out of this, you know, I can just let myself drown. I might suffer more if I'm
instead
in the
of trying to make it into
I'm
the
like
boat.
Running away or like.
Oh, so if you were mauled badly enough, you're like,
fuck this.
I'm just going to drown myself.
I can just Titanic it and just.
And
float away.
The bear might just leave you like.
Yeah. And
suffering.
I have to starve and, you know. So.
I lost my train
I did
of
check
thought.
Out. Okay, so it says to make yourself larger. So that was right.
Okay, my bad.
Or move to higher ground.
Yeah.
So, but it says
don't
run
do
and
not climb a tree.
Dude, do not climb a tree. I saw a video of I've seen everything now at
Be
this point.
Especially cautious if you see a female.
Whoa.
With cubs, obviously.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
Let's see.
All right. Well, okay. I mean.
Anyways.
Wait. What was that? Go back. It says something. Play dead. Look it. If you are attacked by a brown
do
grizzly
not
bear,
play dead.
Leave your pack on and play dead.
Oh, but for black bears, it says do not play dead.
Oh, black bears do
That's
not
crazy.
Play dead.
Why?
Grizzlies play dead.
That's if you're attacked. So does that mean like.
Because. I don't think they like
oh,
the way
come
we
on.
Taste.
We're supposed to remember between the black bears and the brown bears.
Brown
I don't know the
yeah.
fucking difference, dude. You can
yeah,
show
yeah.
me a picture right now, and it's going to be a 50-50, honestly.
If it's
God.
A white bear, you're all, oh, hell no. Yeah. No, here we go.
If it's a white shark bear, fuck
yeah,
off.
Get the fuck out of there.
Anyways, right. That was it.
That was interesting. That was very interesting, yeah.
All right, so my story. Did you guys hear about this woman who... who freaked out on like an American Airlines plane recently? Okay, yeah. So my story is about her. So
viral that video.
Yeah,
right? Yeah,
it's crazy. So let's go ahead and watch it together. And there's been updates on this recently,
okay.
Actually.
Interesting.
So
I haven't seen this, by the way.
Really?
No,
that's what I said.
I think I skipped over it though.
It's so interesting too.
Okay. Here we go.
Go ahead and.
Okay. So you make yourself bigger, huh? For the bear.
For the bear, yeah.
Black bear, not the grizzly.
So what kind of behavior were the sharks? Did they tell you that how they're behaving?
Yeah, one of them, the hammerheads, they found one hammerhead was circling like there was something that he was circling, but there was nothing there, so he's losing it.
Okay.
And then they said that they were also moving kind of wonkily.
Wonkily.
Yeah. So I wish
it's the same effect.
Same effect on humans.
You act like an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I would think.
And then the one I thought was the most interesting was that they would go for the Coke instead of the food.
Yeah, well, it's better.
Okay, you guys.
Also, you're not hungry on Coke.
All right, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
I'm telling you right now, that mother back there is not real. I'm telling you, I'm getting the off, and there's a reason why I'm getting the off, and everyone can either believe it or they cannot believe it. I don't give two f**ks, but I am telling you right now, that mother back there is not real. And you can sit on this plane and you can die with them or not.
So the entire flight was delayed by 3 hours.
And if you guys are just listening, it's just a lady screaming in an airplane.
They can either believe it or they cannot believe it. I don't give two f**ks, but I am telling you right now.
Okay, so I think it's just repeating. So she basically freaked out and said somebody wasn't real, like one of the passengers. And she's warning everyone if they want to leave, they can leave. But she doesn't care. Right. She's leaving, right? So there's a lot of controversy over what happened after. Apparently, they interviewed her.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't give too much information. She just wanted to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody has seen her since.
No one has seen her since?
Oh, my God.
Her family hasn't seen her. They contacted people around her. And then people have also been speculating that there's this man in a green hoodie. You don't really see a lot of him.
Mm-hmm.
And that he might be involved. And they think he might be like...
Right, because they started coming out with people who had different angles and stuff.
Well, okay, because I was going to say, who the fuck is this guy? Can we see who she was pointing at?
I don't think they have it yet,
they don't. So
that's even creepier.
It's only like this man in a green hoodie that people think it is, but that's the thing. It's different angles. Not everyone's recording at
the one
time.
Right there sitting
Where's the green hoodie?
You mean the hat?
They say it's, I don't know. Look, this one I actually haven't seen because I just saw it today.
Oh, there's new angles of it.
Yeah. So.
So nobody. Okay. Nobody on that plane knows who she was talking about.
No. And so there's all these other like little things that have come out. So they're like. But again, the conspiracy theorists doing their thing, right?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Okay. So. Okay, wait,
oh,
what
my
is
gosh.
It?
What is that?
So they're saying like she's pointing with two fingers up and two fingers on her waist. And that's.
She.
Supposed to be like
she is doing that, but it could be
Beelzebub type of like Satanist thing.
Okay,
so
all right.
Okay, let's just say we buy it.
Let's say we buy it. It's a stretch, but we buy it because there's other things.
Yeah,
maybe,
yeah.
Right.
Following this story.
Okay.
Back there is not real.
These are updates.
Here's a quick update.
Oh,
this woman is missing and cannot be found anywhere. After claiming to have seen an unreal man, probably reptilian or humanoid. The local news channels have been trying to reach out to her for an interview, but she remains elusive.
Dinosaur sitting on a plane.
Details of the story. Her family and friends have not seen her since, and she hasn't reported to work. In earlier reports, it was mentioned that the plane had to be evacuated due
the
to her
photos are like lizard
to
people.
Ensure there were no credible threats. They did end up landing safely at their destination, but she exited and left her stuff, and has not been seen since. It becomes very strange when you know that certain high-ranking individuals are known to have physical and ocular shape-shifting abilities.
When you know. We don't know.
I know. We don't know.
Considering the recent strange occurrences like the alleged alien in the backyard and the Ocean Gate submarine. What did they do to her? What are they planning? Tell me your opinion on this crazy story.
Okay. First off, loaded questions with this guy.
Yes.
Because it's like, as you know. Right. I don't know, dude.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I like to think about it, but...
But anyways, just thought it was kind of interesting. Like people haven't seen her. There's random updates, but people don't know much at this point. What do you guys think though? What was it?
I think.
Okay. The one thing I would like to say is that she sounds intoxicated slightly. Does she not? Does she not kind of sound like she maybe had? She sounds like a little drunk to me.
She could be, but you don't think she could also be like distressed? Like.
She could be.
Well, she's definitely distressed.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a weird story, but I'm not totally buying it. I think there would have been other people on the plane that could have vouched, like, yeah, the guy was... or maybe he shifted really quick and shifted back. And so they're like, everyone else that saw him, like, we're like, no, it's a normal guy.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man, because, well, do you guys believe, like, in that type of stuff, first of all? Like,
well, I think the most interesting part of this is that we see people freak, now with smartphones, everybody recording each other, we see people freaking the fuck out on airplanes all the time, and not just airplanes, anywhere, right? So this isn't so surprising, but the fact that she's missing makes it a little creepy. But she's also acting crazy. Crazy people disappear all the fucking time. So I don't know. I don't know. Like,
I don't know. And then you have Carrot Top.
Oh, well, he
was also.
What the fuck does Carrot Top have?
So Carrot Top was on the plane.
She was on the plane?
Yeah. So Carrot Top was on the plane, and he's
start with that, babe.
He's like, yeah, this crazy lady.
Okay.
Like, just started yelling.
What does he have to say?
She probably saw Carrot Top.
No,
he looks like a fucking.
He looks like a reptilian.
For sure.
Yeah. She should have, when she went like this with the two fingers or whatever she was doing,
the fact that
it should have gone to him.
Yeah. Because the fact that Carrot Top is trying to tell us he's a human this whole time.
Thank you.
Dude, he's a very, very lizardy looking guy.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah,
especially
but
now with his steroid stuff. You
and
know?
The Botox and all that shit. That's
I heard
like,
he got like implants for his muscles.
Is that true?
That's what I heard.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. But he definitely looks like he's.
Well, that's when he got buff. I heard he got like. He has those like implants for his biceps.
But did he get them everywhere?
No. On his biceps.
Just his biceps.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Maybe they're worse now, but he was really ripped. But and obviously, you know, he was.
I've always thought it's odd when there's a comedian that's in shape, like a yoked comedian, a weightlifter comedian. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it doesn't go. I can't take you I don't think you're funny because you seem like a really serious person.
That's
if
true.
You're really in shape.
You have to
You
be.
Seem too disciplined to be a funny person.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Funny people are not usually really in shape. I don't know how else to say.
But you know what?
You know?
I've heard comics say that like women comics also.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, "Oh, you know, I have to not dress a certain way otherwise they're just staring at my tits." And I need them to listen to what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah.
Or even attractive guys that maybe not like super like roided out, but they are obviously like tall and handsome. And they're like, I always have to fucking somehow look more of a slob to because of people like you, Daniel.
That's what I have to do on the show all the time. You know what I mean?
Me too. Anyways, Carrot Top was in it. It's fucking crazy. She was probably talking about him, honestly.
Yeah, well, and then people are saying, well, all of a sudden there's like a celebrity on there and they're trying to like debunk it. She's crazy. This and that. So
oh, so Illuminati.
Yeah, so it's.
Yeah.
He's definitely not in the Illuminati.
No, there's no way.
No, nobody. They don't want him. Like, but yeah, anyways, that was my story.
All right, we got time for the baby doll, I guess.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
All right, everybody, the baby doll of the week.
You want to put it up?
Baby doll of the week, guys, real simple. His name, you might have heard him. He's on the podcast today, actually, sitting right here with us. He's right here.
Thanks for having me, everybody.
His name is Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal, would you like to tell everybody why you're the baby doll this week? And we'll play the video. Of you being a baby doll, and you can kind of just tell us what's going on.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm going to play that video. That's me. You know, big Aristotle just playing with the kids. Yeah.
Can you tell us where you are?
Yeah, I'm at a resort right there.
Are you in a body of water of some sort?
Oh, yeah, I'm in a swimming pool.
What's happening?
I'm messing around with maybe, it looks like half a dozen kids, maybe a little more.
He's all Shaquille Elvis now.
Thank you very much.
All right, so basically we're playing a video.
Tender.
Shaq is basically in a pool, you know, at some resort, and there's all these kids surrounding him, and he's playing with these kids, and they're like pulling and lifting him up out of the water.
Dude, I would.
And
have.
He's just being like a really cool celebrity.
Yeah,
that's
20
playing
guys
with kids.
Are needed to fucking lift him
and
up.
And it's so, it's just so cool. If I was a kid and I saw Shaq and I played like you are playing with Shaq in a pool,
stop.
Come on, dude.
If what? You were a kid. If I was me right now, and we were at a resort, and the Shaq's in the pool, and he lets us lift him and shit, I'm losing it, no matter what
you're
age.
Throwing the kids off, and
but
you're
kids
like,
is like but, times a thousand, dude.
Yes, dude.
Their excitement level for everything is, you know, I can't even imagine. So,
go ahead.
I was just gonna say, Shaquille O'Neal,
you are
the baby
doll of
the
week. Look at him.
What a guy.
And by the way, this isn't rare. I've been hearing stories about Shaq all my life. I remember my dad was like, oh, you know, he's a good guy when I was a kid. He because he read when you would still read newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
He read that he came out of practice one time when he was at the Lakers, with the Lakers. And the janitor guy, some Mexican guy, like his car, he had a shitty van and it wouldn't start. He's all getting, gets a fucking old Mexican guy in and go buys him a fucking car.
He bought him a car?
Bought him a car. And that was like back in the day, like 2099, you know, like. And he's been doing it ever since when there wasn't anybody recording him. And to this day, like if he's at a
is
store.
Is he wearing shoes?
He was,
it
he's
did
wearing,
look like he was.
But you know what,
shoes.
Dude? After seeing Shaq's feet, he's doing everybody in that pool of service by hiding those fucking things.
Oh, why? Yeah. What's
his
wrong
feet
with
his
crazy.
Feet? Are, baby, see if you can pull
up
some feet.
Up.
I want you to take a breath and prepare yourself
oh,
to
I
see.
Oh, I didn't know this was a thing.
Oh, his feet
oh,
are gross,
yeah.
Dude.
What's his score on WikiFeet?
Oh man, whatever the lowest is, or I
don't know about WikiFeet.
You don't know what WikiFeet is?
No.
They rate people's feet.
Wow, WikiFeet, huh?
Yeah.
Look at these.
What is that?
Well,
one on
some
the
of
right?
them are.
This is gross, you guys. This is fucking gross.
Yeah,
he's
that's
like a genie.
That's how hard I'm gonna practice
well,
so
was
much.
A genie.
Look
to
at
do
that.
The
look at
walk?
That. Look at his right, his toe.
His toe is fucking.
That's
weird.
From having shoes that are too small, right?
It's yeah, probably from dude. Making Kazam.
It must be, dude. Oh my gosh! I had no idea. This poor guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
He probably never
his
had
big toe is fucking. Gross.
What the
look
heck,
look at that lady,
dude?
Grossfeet.
Wow,
grossfeet.com.
Poor guy. Well, that's why he's wearing the. Wow.
I'm gonna look up his WikiFeet.
Yeah.
His score.
So hold on. So while you look it up, tell us about WikiFeet.
His feet. They look like a Tyrannosaurus Rex foot or something, kind
of. Yeah, they
right?
look gross.
So
dude.
We can look up whoever on WikiFeet. I'm not a big foot person, but WikiFeet men. Oh look, he
is
has
this,
2 stars.
Okay. Does anyone have like high rating feet?
What's
I would
a
like
max
to say like a good foot, or are they just,
yeah.
it's just bad feet?
No, it's just rating for feet in general. We
oh,
can go to
okay.
the main page and see if something like which celebrity do you want me to look up?
Joel Daniel.
Christopher Walken.
Oh,
no, good one.
Good one.
But really, who do you want to see? That was the political correct answer.
No, I just
5 stars.
5 stars.
5 stars. Wow.
Yeah, he's got 5 stars on WikiFeet.
That's high.
Let's see.
Is it out of? I'm assuming 5.
That's a photo.
Wasn't he a dancer?
There's a foot.
At one
no.
point.
Well,
no,
he
I'm
was?
Serious.
I don't know.
Okay, can. Can we look if he was a dancer?
Christopher Walken is an American actor, prolific in film.
He's 80 years old.
Blah, 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 blah.
He is.
Doesn't say anything
6
there.
Feet.
Was Christopher Walken a dancer?
That's
click
the
on that one.
Have.
Initially trained as a dancer, yeah, before his
Whoa.
Career.
At the Washington Dance Studio.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine him dancing around?
Wow, look at me dance like a ballerina. Put a poo poo pow. The Nutcracker, but in a different way. Okay, let's wrap it up.
Yeah,
let's wrap it up, guys. I mean, I don't know what to say after that.
Wait, you have to go out like Shaq. You have to go like Shaq. Okay. And I'll go out with Christopher Morgan. Yeah. And she'll go out with Julie Fast.
Okay, cool, good. Yeah. Ready?
If you guys know any sharks there. That like to take abundance of cocaine.
Show them this episode. If you guys know anyone who smells Parkinson's disease, show them this episode.
Go, your turn.
If you guys know anyone that's seen a fake person on an airplane, show them this episode.
Show them this episode. All right, well. See you next week.
And we're sorry.
No, that was good.
That was good. That was really good. Okay.